How to Be a Good Mommy When You're Sick, A Guide to Motherhood with Chronic Illness. I'm talking to the author of this book. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. And if you've just joined me, we are talking with Emily Graves. She's now back teaching as a professor, but she has a little kindergartner named Will. And she wrote this amazing book that if you're chronically ill, you need to read it. It is called, again, How to Be a Good Mommy When You're Sick, A Guide to Motherhood with Chronic Illness. Emily, can you give us some examples of some real challenges that you faced? First of all, when you found out that you were ill and your baby was born and some of the thoughts you went through, but how you overcame.
I think part of it was the support system and also just how stubborn I am, honestly, as a person. My grandfather used to say that I never did anything normal with going through school at a certain pace and things like that. And so part of it was accepting myself. But some different great supports really started from when Will was born. His primary doctor in the intensive care unit set my whole family up and actually ended up being a large prayer chain that every single day he was in NICU, it was a psalm. So everyone would just post their favorite verse of that psalm.
Wow.
So like Psalm 60 is the day that he came home, which also happened to be my 30th birthday.
So oh my goodness, amazing.
Birthday surprise. But some really just basic things that I think people don't think about are sleep, because when you are chronically ill, it's exhausting being a new mother, even if you're not chronically ill.
That's for
and
sure.
If you're
it was.
Ill on top of that, sleep is so important. And so I picked sleep as my battle, if you'll call it that.
Yep.
And really, from day one, when I brought Will home, I had him on a regimen, and he sleeps 12 hours a night. He's just like I am in the fact that he needs sleep, but also if he has fever, he can basically sleep it off, and that's how I was when I was a kid. So in some ways, that makes me nervous, but it works for us right now. And So
a good sleep regimen would be one tip that you would give moms who are chronically ill. And that takes work, doesn't it, Emily?
It does, I think. But if you put in, you know, a good month or so of really sticking with it, once you get it down, I mean, by the time Will was 4 months old, of course, he had only been living with me for 2 months, but he was just clockwork for the first year when we were really trying to get him to gain weight. And so he would go to bed at 8 and he'd wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and eat, and he'd go right back to bed.
Wow.
So it was just, I just think a sleep regimen makes it really manageable.
How do you deal with food, Emily?
Well, that has changed in the last year because I am not allowed to eat gluten anymore. And
that makes it more difficult as a chronically ill mom to make those advanced meals, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I've recently switched to an Instapot, but I, in the book, talk about using a crock pot, and I think that works just as well. But what I would do is I would go, or what I still do, actually, I go to the market and I buy my meats and vegetables and everything I want, and I make, at the beginning of the week, I chop it up and just make giant freezer bags. And so I basically have meals, healthy meals, and I also have to be low sodium. So just really healthy vegetable, lean meat, whatever.
And William eats that same food?
And then throw in the crock pot in the morning, and at night we have a meal.
So William eats the same sodium-free, low-sodium foods and all that?
Oh, certainly. Yeah. I mean, he'll eat, well, one exception is lox. He loves lox. He's a great eater. He'll eat salmon, and I mean, he just has always eaten what I've eaten. So he had baby food for a little while before he had teeth, but I had a machine that just steamed the vegetables, and then it was really easy to make his baby food.
Wow,
and
so you really make a lot of your food in advance. You make a lot of your food in advance, and you freeze it, and you take it out when you need it.
Yeah, just prep it when you have time, and then because Monday through Friday, I usually don't have time to cook. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, what about cleaning? What cleaning tips can you give someone who's a chronically ill mom?
I think, thinking about basic things, when Will first came home, we were in a two-story house in Georgia, and I'm back in Texas now, which is nice because I'm close to my family, but out here, the houses are usually one story. But there, instead of toting things up and down, I just made little cleaning kits. So for the downstairs bathroom, for example, and both upstairs bathrooms, I would just under the sink have a little cleaning kit and do a little bit at a time and not do it all at once. And actually, I did that I had two diaper stations, and they didn't have to be fancy. I didn't spend a lot of money. It was just the practical, basic things that you literally need 5 or 6 times a day. So then I wasn't running up and down the stairs trying to chase after supplies for Will or for cleaning the house mm-hmm. or anything like that.
Yeah, you talked about having a PlayStation for Will in every room.
Yeah, I did. And that's a teacher in me. I just set up centers, and I still, in the summers when he's home from school, I just set up different stations and centers because I don't think he needs to watch TV all the time, and he's right. very much into science things.
How does your illness affect Will? What does he know? How has it affected him, or do you think it has affected him?
Oh, I think it definitely has affected him. He is old enough now and aware enough now. He has seen me. I've had so many surgeries, it's hard to even count. And he's seen me home with draining tubes coming out of my abdomen and all sorts of things. And he's just the sweetest boy, and he's empathetic, and he asks people if they bring food over, does that have gluten in it? Because my mom cannot eat gluten. She'll get sick.
A bold young man he is, isn't he?
He's just real. He's in his own way, for a 5-year-old, watches out for me. And I obviously don't tell him all of the information, like the stats on my kidneys yeah. or anything. But there is no way that I could tell him I wasn't sick.
Right.
So
what tips do you give moms who are chronically ill about sharing their illness with their children?
I think be as honest as you can, keeping in mind the developmentally appropriate piece. Mm-hmm. So Will knows that I get really swollen and I get really tired. And obviously, if I've had surgery, he knows things like that and that I can't eat gluten. But he doesn't know. Like, he wouldn't go tell someone I have lupus because
right.
he just turned 6, yeah. and technically he shouldn't be 6 for 5 days, but he turned
right.
6 in December. Right. So it's important to be honest about it, and that kind of goes back to my fundamental number 4, because you have to be honest with the people around you. I think that that's important, and he is smart enough, and I do believe kids are smart enough to know when you're lying to them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If I was in bed for 15 hours and then I said, everything's fine, it's normal, clearly
it is not.
That would yeah. not be okay.
Yeah.
But he'll crawl in bed with me and watch a documentary on fishing or whatever subject
whatever.
He's
yeah.
interested
That's good.
In.
Emily Graves is my guest, and she is the author of the book, How to Be a Good Mommy. It's a guide to motherhood with chronic illness. Emily has 5 foundational steps that she talked about in her book. This is a great book because after every section, she has questions. So if you're chronically ill, these questions would be great ones for you to ask yourself. Real simple questions, but very thought-provoking questions. How can people get a copy of your book, Emily?
Well, I believe it is on Amazon and also through MSIPress.com.
MSIPress.com. MSIPress.com. You can get a copy of Emily's book. Maybe you have a friend that's chronically ill that might need a copy of that book. Again, we're talking with Emily Graves. She's a professor. Even though she has lupus, she has rheumatoid arthritis, and only 27% of her kidneys work. She's a woman on the go. She knows when to quit. She knows when to lay low. She also knows how to be honest. She knows how to help people not feel sorry for her. And if you're chronically ill, maybe some of these tips that she's given you today can change your life. How to be a good mommy when you're sick, a guide to motherhood with chronic illness. Emily, are there any scriptures that mean a lot to you, or how do you use scripture to help you in your day and managing?
There are some things that I just have to use for a reminder. There are several different parts in Psalm, but my mom actually made me a pillow that talks about remembering to rest. And I just think that that's important because we get really caught up in our culture is just go, 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 go. And I think we're all overscheduled and things like that. And I think it's good to sit back and remember that God does want us to rest. And that's when we have time to reflect. When we're reflecting, we become our better selves because we are doing things the way that he wants us to do them. Allows us to have the strength to do the things that we want to do for other people in his name.
God's word is true. If you haven't picked up your Bible recently, pick it up. Look up some of the Psalms. Do a concordance check on what the word rest really means. Look about self-pity. You know, people never get through life if they want people to pity them. Are you like that kind of person? God can help you change today. Emily Graves has been my guest. She's a professor. She has a young son. She has a chronic illness. And she wrote the book, How to Be a Good Mommy When You're Sick, A Guide to Motherhood with Chronic Illness. And Emily, how again can people get your book?
At msipress.com.
msipress.com. Emily Graves has been my guest. Thank you so much. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter.